In this podcast, I'd like to talk to you about the benefit of swimming with long, slow strokes. Now, you've probably heard me read in my blogs or heard me speak on it, that we're not aiming to swim with extraordinarily, with unusually long and certainly not slow strokes, because they're really not functional for swimming or racing, or swimming long distance or racing, because if you're taking really long, slow strokes, you're actually decelerating so much on each stroke that you have to re-accelerate every stroke, and that puts extra stress on your joints, and it actually ends up using more energy. So you don't want to swim with strokes that are extraordinarily long and slow, nor do we want to swim with strokes that are extraordinarily short and fast. There's this happy and optimal and efficient middle zone in there somewhere that we each need to find for the different kinds of events that we would swim. But with that said, there's still good reason to practice at times with extraordinarily long and slow tempo strokes. Because when we're working at that uncomfortably slow tempo, it's really challenging our body to maintain streamline and stability as we're holding that body position. So if you can imagine swimming along in freestyle, and maybe you're going to use a tempo trainer to slow down the tempo to help you slow it down to an uncomfortable level, that beep is coming so slow that you find yourself having to hold your skate position longer than you normally do, and that can actually expose areas where you become unstable, where you're actually a bit weak in your core control, or a bit weak in keeping your lead arm in precisely in the place that you want it to be. It can also reveal then how your feet, that instability in the torso, is reflected in your arm movement in front or your legs moving behind you. So your goal then is to be able to swim with extremely slow stroke, but notice that you can hold that with no movement in the rest of your body other than the recovery arm swinging in a very slow and controlled way forward to the moment you're ready to switch sides, okay? So if you can just imagine a gymnast or a trapeze artist or a person in a circus walking across a tightrope, or a climber walking across a slack line, or a gymnast walking across a narrow, very narrow beam. And imagine them taking slow, careful steps, but the rest of their body is absolutely calm and stable. As a matter, they don't have to lift their arms, they don't have to flail their arms, they can just keep the arms calm and relaxed down to their sides, and they just take one step, and then the next step. And they're doing all the micro adjustments for balance all in the middle of the body. And the better they are at doing it in the middle of their body, controlling from the center of their body, the less that they need to recruit the arms and moving the shoulders and the arms and the head to help them do that, okay? So the sign of being more skilled is less movement. So when you're swimming in really long, slow strokes, the more stable you are, the less that you move, that's a sign of the better the control that you have, the stronger that you are and at controlling your torso, at controlling your body position. And so you can go in there in the pool and you can take your tempo trainer, you can start slowing the tempo down a bit to where it gets a little uncomfortable and practice swimming there. And when it starts to feel easier, you can slow it down a bit more and try it at a little bit more difficult, slow tempo. And see and just notice where you start to feel instability or where you start to feel something in your stroke changing or your body moving. It's losing its balance. It's losing its stability. So that's a great way to use long, slow strokes. And then like I already mentioned, you're in skate position. You're holding that side of the body stable. And then you're swinging the other arm around. So not merely are you stationary, you're also shifting part of the weight part, a body part around, and that's changing where the balance is in the body. So is that the weight of that arm is moving from back lower on the body to front or forward on the body, up there above the lungs and then up by the shoulders. That's shifting the weight, the mass of your body forward, and your body has to make subtle micro adjustments in its control in order to handle the smooth swinging of that arm. And if you're moving really slow and you're paying really close, careful attention, you can start to notice how the muscles in your body, how your body is kind of shifting the emphasis of muscle activation to be able to support that swinging arm without shifting anything extra visibly in your skate side of the body. And it's really wonderful meditation to take, you know, just to move slowly and require yourself to maintain extraordinary stability and extraordinary precision in your movements. Now, to make it a little bit easier, if you don't have fins on and you're moving really slow, you may notice that some of us, our legs will sink. We have a two-beat kick, and that's just enough, but if we're moving really, really slow, the legs do start to sink after a couple seconds, if you're even gonna dare stay that long between strokes. If you put on fins, that will allow the legs to ride a little bit higher in the water, even without actually kicking anymore. Just the flow of water under that bigger surface area is enough to give a little bit more lift to the legs. And then if you make the little press of the foot on that two-beat press, that gives you obviously more force, and that gives you a little bit more lift. So if you want to swim really slow strokes, you might want to use fins just to give a little lift that way. And also those can give you a little bit more thrust too. That little press of water give you a little bit more glide forward. And the flow of water is also very helpful. But if you've ever ridden a bicycle, which I think most of you have, and you know it's actually easier to keep balance on a bike when it's moving faster. But if you're trying to hold a bike still, like some you may do at a stoplight or something, you may do a track stand where you're standing up on your pedals, the bike is stationary, but you're basically balancing, kind of shifting the bike back and forth, holding your balance without moving anywhere. That takes a lot of effort to maintain balance on a bike. Or if the bike is traveling very, very slow, you feel more instability. Now, when the bike is moving and there's some momentum, there's some inertia, it's easier to maintain balance. So we could say that's a little bit like swimming as well. So putting on fins is gonna actually make it easier for you, because it's obviously the legs are gonna be up higher and you get a little bit more thrust and water's flowing. So you may want that situation, but if you wanna make it more challenging on yourself, take off the fins and let yourself travel at a very slow speed. So you don't have that momentum, you don't have that inertia of your body sliding through the water. And you're not gonna feel as much support of water flowing alongside of you. So you're gonna have to balance with even more extreme care. And that's gonna supercharge that challenge of holding body position, okay? Now, swimming with long, slow strokes, we don't wanna do a lot of that, because again, I mentioned that it can be a little bit stressful on the shoulder joints if you're trying to really crank and make really long strokes and you're doing that for length after length. Some people can find that makes their shoulders a bit sore after a while. So please be aware of that and don't do too much. But nonetheless, it's good to add that into your diet a little bit so that you can really challenge your neural system on a deeper way. So both practicing at uncomfortably fast tempos and uncomfortably slow tempos are great ways to exercise your neuromuscular control and to identify finer details in your strength and precision. Okay? Hope that is interesting for you and encourages you to try that if you're not doing it already.